Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Shalom. Happy Sunday. We are here in Sherman Oaks. I am Ilan Azulay, and this is the Abracadabra show, Create What You Speak. Yeah, it is a show. When you make what you speak, when you create what you speak, you're putting actually your play, the script that you have in your mind for how you want to be and how you would like to see things in motion. So you are creating a show. So we are here. I want to start first with thank you for showing up. Thank you for coming. And the daily prayer of הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment of loving my fellow in the same way that I express myself to myself. And really the emphasis in ours is to begin with ourselves. It doesn't end here. So we are here to recognize ourselves, to empower ourselves, and to see what gifts we've got so we can give to others. But if we don't utilize our gifts first and we don't actualize our gifts first, then it's not only the question of how can we give to others, because we end up giving anyway, but the question is, where is that giving place coming from? So it's not that we walk every day and we just don't give. But many times there is giving in order to receiving, and this is really many times where we find ourselves if we are not aware of where we are. We give in order to receive. That's many times what it is, and it's missing the point. But it's a process, you know. Everybody goes through their process. Everybody goes through their journey of recognizing what works and what doesn't work. What works and what doesn't work, so you can reclaim your power. And this is really what we're doing here. We're raising our awareness, we're raising our vibration, our consciousness. And just there is a lot of confusion between what awareness and consciousness is. So awareness is, as I'm sitting here, and I'm aware that there is something in the room, or that there is somebody in the room, or there is some kind of energy in the room, and that's the awareness. I'm aware of it. But conscious is when I turn around and look at it and give it a name. So now, I recognize that there is an object here on the table. I'm aware of it, and then when I look at it, it's a bottle of water. So now I'm conscious of it. So that's just a small important distinction. And so, are you ready to reclaim your power? I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm a spiritual mentor and empowerment speaker for and coach for women who desire to reclaim their power. And many times it happens when we are out of relationships. And it could be a personal relationship, it could be a work relationship. But many times when these things happen and there is a discord, so after a while we're in harmony, and after a while this harmony just took a turn to a cacophony, if you will. So many times we find ourselves lost in the process of grieving, or lost in the process or the experience of anger. And if it is a divorce, it is add to the pain of the separation and the sadness of missing somebody, to add to that the legal, or so-called legal, but the legal processes, and especially here in LA, it can be very, very painful. And so I'm familiar with the legal system. I'm not an attorney, I'm not a lawyer, but I've been through enough experiences here with the legal system that I have tools to help you navigate through all this and stay in your power and reclaim your power and not lose that to a process or to what something external is dictating. Isn't that enough? Isn't it enough that we've grown up with structures and being told how to think and what to think and how good we are and especially how not good we are in certain things or in anything? So when we are in the middle of our lives and we're going through these processes of separation and divorce, of course the ultimate, the ideal is that there is no such a thing. That we find the ways, that we find our vibration together so we can grow together and not pull one or the other down or back. So when that happens, it many times throws us off. It throws us off, throws us from what we want. We stop doing what we want. We may go into depression, into anxiety of what may happen in this court hearing or any of that, any of these situations. And soon enough, 2 years, 3 years pass by, and you find yourself with broken wings, and you find yourself with the perception of the inability to go up again. But this is only a perception. And so reclaiming your power, there are many aspects to that. And what does that mean? How does that manifest in day-to-day life? And so the program that I have programs for 8 weeks and I have single sessions. We go through different modalities to identify those pain points, the what, and then discovering and acknowledging where we are, why we've got here. Not why in the sense of why did this person did this to me or why did this person did that to me. It's not about finding whose fault it is. But the why is to find the pattern that we have been cultivating all this time. Patterns that have brought us to these situations that we find ourselves in. And then to protect ourselves, we blame somebody else. But so that's the why that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about why as far as the story level. He did this, she did that, he said that, they said this. That's not the point. There are other programs for that, but I personally don't think that the why is important. We are here. The why is important, not on a story level, but on a paternal level, on a paternal level, if that's the right word to use. What are the patterns that brought us here? Where did these patterns come from? And so once we identify the why, now we can go through the process of the how. How are we getting out of here? Because it doesn't serve me anymore. So I'm going to want to talk a little bit about those aspects, and I'll bring one or two important points in reclaiming our power back in any situation. In any situation, it doesn't have to be after a divorce or separation. It could be just another traumatic experience that happened, or something that you realize, or place of work as well. In any situation, so we'll come back and. Yes, we'll come back and we'll talk after that. And the phone number here, I want to give you the phone number so you can call and sing or talk or say whatever you feel like. And we can probably find a meaning to that too. Everything is about meaning making, right? So I'll see you soon after this cool groove.
Me mentir, meus sentimentos feriu. Porque você me enganou, me machucou, me abandonou, não voltou. que você me traiu. Se arrependeu, mas sorriu. Porque você me trocou por outro alguém e declarou ser o amor.
Oh, quanto tempo passou e você nem chorou. Não voltou, eu aqui ficarei, triste caminharei, carregando essa dor.
Fiz tudo pra construir, até fingi não sentir. Também não olhar, não escutar, nem pensar pra te amar. Na ilusão te esperei e a solidão encontrei. E o coração que era meu sempre foi teu e hoje não tem dono mais.
E você nem chorou. Não voltou. Eu aqui ficarei, triste caminharei, carregando essa dor.
Esta canção diz assim: que um grande amor chega ao fim. Se eu pudesse acordar e deste sonho me livrar, começar.
Oh, quanto tempo passou e você me chorou.
Mati Kaspi, yeah, a musical genius. So, are you ready to reclaim your power? You know, it's we are now in the Jewish calendar. We're in the time of a lot of prayers and forgiveness before the New Year's, the Jewish New Year. And you know, these are times actually where we are recognizing. Where we recognize our, where we are reflecting, first of all, we're reflecting on our actions throughout the year and throughout this last period of time, because there are different meanings to that and writings about this, but we're reflecting on what we have and how we've responded, acted, reacted, and so forth, and we're recognizing the challenges, and the challenges really are here to help us. We learn these are the best teachers. The people that we have challenges with are the best teachers that we can ever ask for, because they push us. They're pushing us to these. It's not they specifically, but their representation in this entire creation. They are the absolute best person to trigger that thing in me or in us that will push us forward. So we are not being presented with anything here that we cannot handle. So the challenges that we have are those who are going to push those sleeping cells in us, if you will, to move forward and to discover more things about ourselves. Think about like when you're going to when you're getting a new job, right? You've worked at your current position for 5 years. If you work for somebody, you work for 5 years for somebody, and now you applied for a new job, and you received it, and you're going to do a job which you've never done before. You don't know the ins and outs yet of this job, but guess what? You have all the tools from your previous job and your previous rapport with the company or with this job or the employer. And these tools are the tools that you have that will help you do the new job. So it's the same thing. Those challenges and those things that we are encountering and those people that we are encountering in our lives are here to teach us, are here to advance us. It's only in our perception that we can take a look and see what is the opportunity that I have here that can make me grow further. So these are the challenges, and as hard as it can be, it's the best school to grow. You know, I moved here to LA 2 years ago today, and had a lot of growth in the last 4 or 5 years. A lot of things, a lot of challenges. But what I've realized is it was like God or the universe is telling me, okay, you want to graduate from this stage in your life. Do you want to have the understanding and the wisdom and the knowledge of what you've experienced? Okay, now that you've graduated, the cost is the experience. It's like we have to go through this experience to graduate. It's like doing an internship, if you will. An internship in self-awareness. An internship in growing our consciousness. And once we're done with the studying, with the teaching, that experience is gone. Because now we have to be prepared and embrace the next experience. So here is a question. Again, the number here is 818-602-4929. If you just joined, or if you've been there and you want to share your thought or your experience, please call 818-602-4929. So, one of the issues that it happened quite often, and it came to the surface quite intensely in the last few weeks, last 2 weeks especially, is letting go. Is the issue of letting go, of forgiveness. Now, letting go and forgiveness can be two things, because we can be forgiving others, but in reality, forgiving ourselves. And after the forgiveness is the letting go. I look at letting go almost like holding a grudge. Because let's say there is a situation, you've been in a relationship, and something happened, and now you're not in a relationship, right? Okay, but with that said, something happened, there was a pain point, there was pain, there was recognizing what happened, and then you keep that in your heart. You may see the other person again, but you're like, you're not as responsive. You always have this thing, this little charge in some place of your body. And the way to pay attention to that is if you didn't really let go, if you didn't really release the charge, notice to your body language when you meet that person again, or when you're thinking about this person again, or when you want to call this person, or you meet this person on the street, or anything. Notice to your body reaction, because your body is your guide. Your mind is your pride. Meaning, your body is your first response. Your body will act based on your subconscious perception or understandings. you may not understand why you're doing what you're doing or why you're talking suddenly the way you're talking. You may, some people, when they are excited or nervous when they meet somebody, they start talking different things that usually they wouldn't say. They wouldn't talk, they wouldn't say, or they start acting in a certain way. And so notice to your body. So there is the forgiveness first, and then the letting go. Now, so bring it to our day-to-day life. All right, so everybody has what we consider principles. Many times, though, I mean, I'm not talking about not killing or not stealing. Those are more a high vibration, high level acceptances and matters to avoid and to be in a certain vibration. But I'm talking about, for example, you have principles. You are like, no, I'm not going to give in into this discussion. I'm steadfast in what I think and what I believe. My way or the highway. You know, but many times those principles are really just structures. Structures that we come with, structures that we grow up with, and we don't want to let go. We believe that this is, you know, the best example I can give is the most obvious example is, you know, for thousands of years, this has been a patriarchal system, a patriarchal domination. Not that it's not good. Of course, the patriarchy is important, but not on the expense of the feminine, right? Of the matriarch. Not on the expense of the other, to a point where the other is being oppressed, depressed, and all these kind of things. So, wars, for example. Wars, I believe, are very patriarchal, masculine thing, because this is what the masculine will do. This is the external, the force. I don't want to go into the whole thing of war, but I just want to bring the example of these patterns. So, in an older family values, or a more traditional family values, let's say the man is the house, is the head of the house, right? And just like in the movies, the man is the house, but the woman is the neck. She turns the neck around. All right, now we're in a place of recognizing these things. Up until now, there were a lot of things that happened, so when somebody comes from this world, let's say, very steadfast about what they believe, honor and pride, and this is my way or the highway. You don't have a say in this. You may have a say in this. You have to ask for permission. There's a lot of these things that we don't want to give away. We don't want to give up because we feel there is sometimes this feeling of, if I let go of what I believe in, I will be looked at as a weak person. Really, ask yourself, in whose eyes? In whose eyes do you think you may be appearing weak? Only in your eyes, many times. I'm not saying that if there is an argument or somebody owes somebody something or there is a claim to let that go. No, but it's to recognize where you're operating from. You know, and this happens a lot. You know, it's my way or the highway. You know, blame everybody. Somebody who is going through something is blaming somebody else because they don't want to leave their standpoint. And many times, if not all the time, this standpoint, not that it makes you, not that giving up your power makes you weak or giving up your principles, so to speak, make you weak. It's keeping them. When you are strong, when you think that you are strong and you're holding on to these thoughts and you're holding on to these thoughts that you believe somebody else did wrong by you in a relationship, that is what keeps you weak. Because when two people come together and they experience what they experience, they both are right. Because both in essence have a different perception. So that perception comes with the other perception. Nobody wants to let the other person give in to the other person and not give in as far as, oh, I surrender, I'm giving in, I'm not strong. On the contrary, because you understand that giving will generate a receiving. Well, giving will actually give you a happier life because you are not caught up in holding up grudge and holding anger and oh, I will do this to this person. It skews your entire perception of what is around you. So actually keeping grudge, keeping these things onto you is what makes you weak or keeps you in a victim position. It's like, I'm okay, this person did this to me. Maybe that is true. I'm not saying that when you want to hold on to something because you believe you are right, that you don't have validity to what you feel. That is not the case at all. You have validity because this is what you're going through. But it's if you recognize where you're coming from, you may have a different perception. You may have a different outlook about what happened or why this is happening the way it is. So it is starting to recognize that it's not only the outside that is responsible for whatever happened. It takes two to tango all the time. So while you may be right as far as what the other person did or what the other person said or what you want to hold on to, it is how you say and what approach you're coming. Because when we are coming to situations, I mean, it's in families. Families break down. This is why there are divorces also many times. Nobody wants to give in. Nobody wants to let go because if I let go, I am weak. And this is the also part of this legal system, this quote-unquote family law. I don't see anything familial in it. I've been through this process, especially here in LA, for more than 13, 14 years in my past, and I've experienced the different aspects of what this system is. The system here doesn't want you to reconcile. Wants you to keep you in the system, pretty much like the medical system, in my opinion. It's a system that will keep you sick, so it's kind of absurd to have a medicine from the system that made you sick in the first place. So it's the same thing with this quote-unquote family law, and especially here in California. So people don't want to give in. But the thing is, you know, Everything that we do many times doesn't appear to be rewarding now, right? It's like only after the journey can we connect the dots. Like how many times you've looked back in situations that you had and you say, oh, wow, that's really great it happened that way because now today I'm here. I'm so grateful for what happened. So today I'm here. Because you can see all the chain of events that happened. But when you actually made those decisions back at that time, you did not know or could not even start to conceive how this script will go. But you did what you did because you did what you did. Well, it's the same thing. So we don't know where this is going to lead. So when we are actually claiming our power by recognizing and letting go of a grudge, forgiving, trying to do, not forgiving only on the past situations, but also on what is happening now in a relationship. You may be now in a relationship that is a little has a funny energy in it that causes a lot of things to happen. If you come from the place of I'm a giver and you open space, if you have the tools, and if you're listening to this and you understand what I'm talking about, then you do have the tools. You do have the tools to embrace and to be a receptive, an embracing space for your partner, or if you are at work. You may see that somebody is talking in a certain way, a certain employee is talking to you in a certain way, somebody is saying words, how you respond. Now, if you are holding grudge to that, I mean, there are so many reports and studies that were done that when we are holding grudge and we are holding anger in us, is actually depleting our quality of life. It just takes the energy, sucks the energy away. If you had a situation like that where you went to work and it was a stressful day at work because of certain relationships that you have at work, notice how you came home. You were exhausted. It's not that you're bodily exhausted. You are spiritually exhausted. So when we allow to release the grudge, and sometimes it takes time to heal from a pain, to heal from a breakup, to heal from a separation, then you're actually, what you're doing, you're emptying this receptacle that you had filled with all these emotional anger, guilt, upsetness, all these things, and you are making space for something new. Something new that, you know what, is better than what you have, what you had. Not better in the sense that what you had was not good. It was good. But it was good for that part and that time of your journey. And while you can carry the gratitude and memories of what was in that relationship, you are ready now for something new. When you let go, when you release. Yeah. And sometimes it's just also to be flexible. Letting go is also like being flexible in situations, flowing. I know many times I've been like as stubborn as a tree, and then I broke. It was, you see, I'm looking at this now, right? And I look at the situations that triggered me to be in these places. And without the emotional attachments of pain and suffering, and it's really funny. It's really funny. If you look at everything that happened without any emotional attachment to the story, just as a pattern, how things are orchestrated and how things are falling into place, it is funny. It's kind of funny. It's like this story. There is the story of the reed and the cedar tree. There is a about 2,000 years ago in the Gemara, the Jewish sages wrote, "Leolam heve kal kekane ve'al heye kashe ke'erez," meaning always, forever be light as a reed and never be hard as a cedar tree. Because when you have storms and you have winds, and you have winds from all directions, north, south, east, west, they're coming at the reed. What happens to the reed? The reed goes with them and comes back with them. It goes to the left. And then when the wind passes, it stands up straight. All four winds can come at the same time. And it can maneuver between all the directions, going down left to the right. And then when the winds stop, what happens? The reed stands straight and enjoying the sun. But what happens to the cedar tree? So there is a first wind, the second wind comes, the tree stands still and strong. But many times the strong winds are from the south, comes the southern wind, takes the cedar tree and props it on its face, on upside down. So sometimes, if you cannot do it all the time, it's how to be flexible. And that is also another aspect of letting go. It's not just letting go of a grudge, as we talked earlier. It's actually also being flexible. Being flexible and allowing things to flow. I'm not saying to let your principles... There we go. I got stuck almost in this pattern. Letting go part of your truth compromised because of insecurity or fear of what the other person say, because then it's in the same pattern. But it is recognizing that you have the power. You have the power to hold everybody. And nothing external, and somebody says something to you, is an external thing. Nothing external can shake you from your truth, from your understanding, from your gratitude, from your happiness, from your joy. Nothing can do that. And I've experienced this in my own life, and I've seen colleagues and friends and clients that are experiencing that. That when we let go, many times it's because the universe and God are waiting to just give us something that is 1,000 times better. When we learn to let go, it's when we are opening ourselves to receive. And with our speech, with speaking our words, the words are very powerful, as this whole show is about that, about what we say and how we say that. So when we are, when we say that we want something, or we want to be in a certain place, we desire something, but our reality, what we are doing, our actions, are not contributing for that imagination to manifest, then it's not going to happen. We can always talk about how we want to live near the beach, but our actions are doing something else. And we're not flexible, or we don't let things go. And we have here a lot of things that can happen just from one simple thing. And it's first of all to become aware. It's to become aware of what we're doing, of what triggers us. And as I said in another program, I call it trigger time, true time. Trigger time is when we actually get triggered. When we may get triggered, we may get upset, we may get anxious, we may get sad, we may get depressed, we may get any of these triggers. And then it's from the moment that you get triggered until the moment that you realize that you got triggered. That amount of time is what I call a trigger time, true time. It's from the moment that you get triggered, from the moment that you get into a situation and you just get sucked into it and you say, I didn't have control. So from that moment until the moment you realize that you got triggered, this is the time that will get shorter the more you are conscious about the choice to be aware. You're saying, I want to be aware. I want to be aware of what I'm doing. I want to be aware and conscious, giving it a language, of what my actions are causing or how I am perceiving. Then you're starting creating a framework. You're creating a bound. You're creating a structure, right? We're making structures. We're creating a structure that will allow us to open up and to realize. But we are creating, structure is probably not the right word. It's a pathway. Leads to where we want to be. We want to be in a place of awareness so we can be aware of what we do, how we do, why we do. Then we start, first of all, recognizing that that's what we want. And then when we want that, we're starting to create. And we're starting to recognize that trigger time, true time, it will get shorter. The more you recognize what triggered you, the more you practice that, the shorter this time will get. And so let's take a quick, slow and nice break.
שאת פותחת רוח מתוקה מנשבת יש לי להגיד לך ויש לי לספר ויש לי מדורה שתחמם לך את הלב את תבואי לאסוף אותי ממש בלב העיר עוד מסוים מלחייך והרבה הרבה גברים נועצים בך מבט אבל אותי זה רק מרגיע אני
Yeah, this is Nathan Cohen, a good friend and a great musician. And it's called Sweet Winds, this song. So talking about letting go, about not holding grudge, that's one thing. Not revenging, like the revenge is really, and I'm not talking here about should you, not you, is it, I'm talking, is it a moral thing? Of course, there are different, we can talk about this all day, but I'm talking now only about the aspect of what does it do to you? What these energies are doing to you, are causing you. So it's not the energies that per se, now that we got to that step, it's what we choose to inhabit is what we become. And the funny thing is that we're doing this all the time, and it's hard many times to recognize that. But once you recognize, once we are aware of something, once we are conscious, suddenly you go out of the house and you find this yellow flower near your house that you didn't know it existed there, and it was there for 17 years. Well, maybe less, but now you're conscious of it. And I find it also a lot with women, because women are more, the feminine is more sensitive. The feminine is more sensitive. And when you are sensitive and you are kind and you're sensitive, you remember also longer. When somebody, and it's not only women, it's just, there are some men like that. But because of the because of who we are and how we are and how we are composed, you know, for example, in a situation where I talk to a couple and they're coming here to complain, and I ask him, well, tell me what's going on, and he said, well, I don't know, there are many things, but I don't know where to put my finger on. And so, okay, so it moves to her, to his partner, and she brings something up that happened 25 years ago or 22 years ago. You remember when we were at this? The memory is is more memorized because the person is more sensitive, because the person is more an internal person. With masculine, everything is external. It's like the man is like the minister of foreign affairs, and the feminine, the woman, is more of an interior affairs, if you will. So you have foreign affairs, interior affairs, and they both have different needs, different things. But we'll talk about this at a different time. So it is hard. It is hard sometimes to see that. And it is hard sometimes to let go. But if we see that actually holding it is what keeps us in a victim mode, keeps us in a very unhealthy situation, then we can start the process of letting go. And the reason also I talked about the woman is because the woman in Kabbalah is from the Sfira Malchut, the level of nobility. So the woman has a more understanding. There are the three top Sfirot, three top energy points, if you will, or divine energy channeling points of the crown, the wisdom and the knowledge, and then there is the understanding. And so a woman received extra understanding. That's why in Judaism also, where a boy gets his bar mitzvah at 13, the girl gets it at 12, because physically and mentally, ladies, you're more developed. What can I say? And it's wonderful to be in this process of co-creation, when co-creation is happening. And co-creation happens also from a places of pain. And when we grow from the places of pain, when we are taking the challenges that we see that are coming in front of us and recognizing that each challenge is an opportunity, what's the opportunity? The opportunity for us to grow. The opportunity for us to be better with ourselves so we can be better with others. All this, what we talk about, we're expressing love and kindness and compassion. All these positive energies are really all contributing to what the essence of the creation is. The essence of the creation is really togetherness, unity, coming back to the one, where we are in a duality, in a world of duality, and we are in a place of contrasts between ourselves and between one another. And it's really all the expression of love and the exercising of love and compassion and letting go and reclaiming your power so you can be powerful to serve others. It's not the bucket, it doesn't stop with me, it doesn't stop with us. This will it'll never end if it stops with us. We'll never be satisfied. This is what happens when we are only in a materialistic existence, where when people believe that materialistic presence, getting more things, is what's going to make happiness come true, and that is not for a long time, because what is happening, it's a kind of like a bait and switch to your soul. The soul wants this craving, this connection, this attention, and this togetherness, and then when we are feeding it with fake things like money or materialistic things only for the sake of the materialism, the soul is not happy. So after a while, you're not happy because the soul realized that you kind of tricked her, her, you know. So it's when we are letting all these positive compassion, kindness, love, all this contributes to singularity, to unity, to coming together. And we can take each aspect that is happening, even anger, and other what appear to be initially negative feelings, and turn them into positive outcome. So an anger, for example, there is the anger that comes. It could come from different reasons, but there is an anger that happens in a relationship. There is something that is making you angry, or you're experiencing anger. You're not becoming an angry person, you're just experiencing an anger. Anger can move things. It's like fire. Fire is the element that can change anything. And actually, so does anger. If I channel it productively, if I fall into that, I get triggered, I fall into this, and then I realize that I got triggered. Okay, now I start to practice of what do I do when I get triggered into this situation. So doing things that is external for you to deviate you from that emotional experience. So if you get angry, you get triggered, you're being moved away from your center. A good thing is to do something physical, like pour a glass of water. Do something that is external to your body, that takes you away from your mind and from your thoughts and from these games that you invite yourself to play with yourself, right? All these things can go through a process of taking these negative experiences, negative emotions, and turning them into something positive. It's like the sentence of out of lemons you make lemonade. Nice. Put it in simple layman terms, right? So, not revenging, not keeping grudge. Actually, this lotikon velotito, not keeping grudge and not revenging, are actually two... been written a long time in Judaism for many, 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 many years. And it's just, it's to show that we all had it here. We all have it here. All the tools that we have are here. It's not to show this is better than the other, but it's everything that we have is here. All the tools are here. We just need to find these doors to the access, to access these places. So we're getting a 818-602-4929. There are a couple of more minutes. If you're going to make it, then this is the time. So just to recap. So are we ready to reclaim our power? Are you ready to reclaim your power? One of the things is about letting go. It's about not holding grudge. It's about being flexible. And when you are in a relationship, the essence of a relationship is the giving. So what happens if you come from a place of a giving, a place of recognizing who is standing in front of you and what your power is, and you're flexible? Because really, ultimately, what we are experiencing here is an illusion. It's an illusion. Because what's important at the end of the day is our connectedness. And all this, all love, everything contributes to our singularity, to our unity. So, my name is Ilan Azulay, and I'm a mentor and a spiritual mentor and a coach for women who desire to reclaim their power. And if you go to my Facebook, it's facebook.com/bodysoulsound. In the next couple of weeks, we'll have a few sessions going on here with sound healing and music. And so this has been a wonderful day. And create what you speak. You start with your thought. You say it out loud so you can hear it, and you can actually speak the vibration, send the vibration into the universe. Because you have all the tools. You have every single tool that you need, not just to survive. Survive is not why we're here. We're here to create. We're here to co-create. We're here to experience the things and the feelings and the emotions that we are put in this body for. But it's in order for us, for the bigger good, for us to serve others. And to be in this place of giving. So when you are in a relationship, you go to your partner and say, I want to give, therefore I love you. And so this is your way. You have all the tools. Have a wonderful week. And I'll see you soon. Litot shalom. Thank you.
כל הדרך עוד תלכי בהישלח